Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you tonight on the Macedonian call around the globe. And we are sitting here right at our kitchen table with Brother and Sister Yearwood, Brother Timothy Dockery, all the way from Tennessee. Praise the Lord, Madisonville, Tennessee. And tonight's subject, we want you to be part of this. We want you to grab your King James Bible, and we want you to open up there to Proverbs 9, verse 1, I believe it is. It's wisdom hath buildeth her house, praise the Lord. And this is episode number 168 with the Macedonian call. We want you to call in and be a part of this. Call in, give your prayer request, give a testimony, sing a song if you like to. It's 1-646-787-8615. Again, it's 1-646-787-8615. And right now we're just going to open up in prayer, and we're going to have everyone just obey the Lord, and all the prayer requests coming in on Facebook, we'll just announce those, and later on in the broadcast sometime at some point we'll just stop what we're doing and pray over all the prayer requests. Praise the Lord. So if we would, just let's pray.
Heavenly Father, God, welcome to you. In the name of the Lord, we ask you to move,
Lord,
to
change. Move, dear God, in us.
Touch the people
on the broadcast, Lord. Anoint us, Father,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Open up the hearts and the minds. Lord, let us reach out to somebody. Lord, dear
Father, in your
heart,
God, those that are lost, Lord, God, we cry, have a Father, Lord, Lord, find grace in the eyes of the Lord.
We
pray
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, that has been found, Father. We thank you, God, for doing it. Every priest of the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for doing it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So they tell me that Rachel has a scripture to read, and we'll just we'll have her come in and read that, and we just appreciate her so much. She's been reading with us since she's probably maybe 8 years old, I think, and just thank the Lord that she wants to be a part of reaching all that we can for the Lord. And so we'll have Rachel come in and just read her scripture. Praise the Lord. And she's learning the piano. We'll have her come back and sing a song here in a little bit. And
Proverbs 1:20, wisdom crieth without,
She uttereth her voice in the streets.
Praise God. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God.
So tonight, again, if you want to be part of the broadcast, we want you to call in. It could be prayer requests. We could pray right here. If you want prayer, we'll all just pray. So call in at 1-646-787-8615. You might be listening by Facebook, and you may be listening by Blog Talk Radio, and which goes all over the world. So if you could just call in, if you want prayer right now, we'll pray with you. Praise God. So next we're going to have, we'll have Timothy come in, and he's going to sing a song for you. Praise God. And we're going to get situated here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get the guitar.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. God is so good. So good. What a blessing to have brother and sister here with us and brother Timothy.
I don't want
Timothy enjoyed that song. I don't want no rocks to cry out in my name. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have Rachel. She's going to go ahead. She's going to give us her song, Hallelujah. And praise God.
those songs, beautiful, beautifully sung.
Praise God, beautifully played. Hallelujah. And just thank God for both of them singing for the Lord. And first song, I don't want no rocks to cry out in my name. And that second song there, Rachel singing, is Abba. And, you know, he comes in our heart and his spirit, crying, Abba, Father, praise the Lord. And I always want to worship him and praise him, as Brother Timothy was singing about, don't want any rocks to cry out in our name, praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to have Brother Yearwood. He's going to come in, and he's going to obey God all the way from Madisonville, Tennessee, praise the Lord. Thank God and appreciate both of them, all of them, their whole family. We just thank God for them.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be here tonight, to be able to come on the broadcast, and good to be here in your home tonight. I thank God for you. I know that we're relations, and we're family, but, you know, God is still God, and he's still great and greatly to be praised. You know, I thank God for this right here tonight, talking about the wisdom. You know, that's what it's going to take. We got to get the wisdom of God if we ever want to be on the streets of gold, you know. I was just thinking, you know, Saul there, God asked him what would he have him to give him, just paraphrasing it, but, you know, he said he wanted wisdom. And, you know, that's what we, everyone, need tonight, is the wisdom of God, and need the wisdom of God's Word. So we're going to start here in Proverbs, the ninth chapter, and verse 1, and it said, wisdom have built her house, she have hewed out her seven pillars. You know, praise God. You know, I believe we can look over into Matthew and we can find it. We're talking about a wise man would build his house up on the rock. You know, and I tell you, that's what we've got to build up on tonight, up on the rock, the solid rock, on Jesus Christ, if we ever want to do anything and go anywhere with him. Let's look into verse Proverbs 9th chapter and verse 10 there. I'm going to let Betty read for me. Praise God.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding.
Praise God. You know, the fear of God, that is the beginning of the wisdom, you know, of God. And, you know, that's what people needs today, is to have the fear of God. Nobody today seems like they have any fear, Brother Green. They've got everything else on their mind besides having a fear of God. You know, I'm going to tell you, we got to have that fear. We got to know, praise God, that God can do anything he wants to. Jesus, he gives Jesus all power in heaven and earth. And whatever he desires to do, he can do it. And, you know, I want the wisdom of God. I want the knowledge of God. And I want the fear of God in my life. I'm not talking about him coming up and taking a club and beating you over the head or anything like that. But I'm telling you tonight that we've got to have the fear to know that God can do anything that he desires to do. And I tell you, this is the hour that we need to have the fear of. And let's go over to Proverbs 16 and verse 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bear with me for 1 second here, okay? Read it there, huh?
How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?
Praise God. How much better is it to have the wisdom of God? How much better is it to have a desire to serve the Lord? You know, we've got to have the wisdom. We've got to have the knowledge of God in our life if we ever want to do anything. And I praise God tonight that there's still a few people, I believe out here in this world, somewhere or another, that fear God. I believe they have the wisdom of God in their life. And I'm telling you, it's going to take the fear of God for us to do anything. And I praise God tonight Let's go over to James, the first chapter of James there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Just bear with me here for a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. James, the first chapter and verse 1 and through 8. We're going to read a verse or two at a time here until we get through it. Praise God.
James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying about of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, tonight, any man, hallelujah, a lack of wisdom, all they need to do is ask God. God has the wisdom, and he wants to give it to us. That's his desire. If we need anything, we know, praise God, if we'll pray and talk to him, he can give us the understanding of this wisdom. I tell you, I know, praise God, this is a time, and this is a good message here tonight. People need to have the fear of God in their life. They need to know, hallelujah, that they're going somewhere or another one of these days. And, you know, people, they don't want to do nothing, don't it seem like, anymore. They want God just to reach out and hand them everything. But we've got to fear him. We've got to do what he tells us to do. Let's look into verse 2 there. It said, my brother, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. And I tell you, praise God, this is a time that people, whenever anything comes up, a little bit of trial comes up or something, they don't want to ask God for wisdom and the knowledge to how to get through it. The first thing a lot of them will do is just sit down and forget all about it. But I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, we don't have to sit down and forget about it. We need just ask him for the wisdom and the understanding of how to go through, praise God, hallelujah. We're going over to Matthew, the 7th chapter, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go with us there, praise God. The 7th chapter and verse 24, praise God, hallelujah.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, and it was founded, for it was founded upon the rock.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, up there in verse 24, it says, wherefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which buildeth his house upon a rock. You know, tonight, praise God, we need to build our house upon that solid rock, upon Jesus. We need to know, hallelujah, that we can build upon that tonight. We can build upon his word. And right there in verse 25, it says, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Praise God. You know, tonight, if we get founded upon the word, upon Jesus Christ, I would be able to stand, praise God, because we'll be reading it here in a few minutes. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I thank Peter, praise God, the Word tells us over there, hallelujah, that God was the one that revealed it to him. It wasn't flesh and blood that revealed unto him who the Son of God was. I'm telling you tonight, praise God, it takes wisdom tonight. We need to know who he is. We need to build our house upon that solid rock. Praise God. Right there in verse 26, it says, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. You know, praise God. I tell you, there's too many today is building their house upon the sand. That's the reason why when the storms come, that's the reason why they fall a lot of times. But praise God, we don't have to build upon the sand. I'm thankful tonight, praise God, that we can build upon that solid rock. And Jesus Christ, he is that solid rock. And verse 27, it says, and the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and greatly was the fall of it. You know, praise God. Today, if we just build upon the sand, when there the storm comes, we're going to fall. We don't have the wisdom of God to stand like we need it. You know, praise God, I want the wisdom of God. I want to be able to stand whenever the storm comes. We're going back into Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and verse 11. Praise God. Hallelujah.
For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the wisdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, ain't nothing can be compared to the wisdom of God. And I thank God tonight that we can have the wisdom of him and that we can know, praise God, what it's all about. You know, right there in verse 12, it says, wisdom dwelleth with... Read that.
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go over to 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 10th chapter and verse, starting in verse 4.
And when the king of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, for there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard of mine own land of thy facts and of thy wisdom.
Praise God. You know, it was great tonight to be able to read these few words and to obey God here just for a few minutes. You know, I tell you, we need the wisdom of God, and the fear of the wisdom is the beginning, is to fear God. And, you know, I thank God tonight that there's people out there that has the fear of God in their life, and I give God all the praise and all the glory for it. I want to say it's good to be here once again here in Ohio with Brother and Sister Green and Rachel here in their home, and just to worship the Lord with them in spirit and truth. Now, Lord's willing, we'll be coming on tomorrow night from Reaching the World from Christ until 6, until 9 o'clock, and want you to tune in and listen to us, and call in, listen on the journey, and call in on 310-7. Oh, praise God. I'm sorry. It's 6 until 8, not 6 till 9. Praise God. 2 hours is long enough, but sometimes we need it whenever God gets to moving. But anyway, you call in on 310-742-1759. That's be 6 o'clock p.m. tomorrow evening, Eastern Standard Time, until 8 o'clock. So God bless you, and I'll turn it back to Sister Green and Brother Green, whoever wants to hear. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Enjoyed that good word. And I tell you, Brother Yearwood, Sister Yearwood, and Timothy both, they're such an encourager. And we just love them so much. God is so good. We've been in service this weekend. I believe this is the fourth service. They came down on Friday. Was it Friday y'all got here? Friday they got here. And so we had a service on Saturday, two services on Sunday. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost really moved on Brother Yearwood in both services. And he could have just went right on and praised the Lord, because I love to hear him preach. And he truly loves the Lord. You know, we've been around him for a long time. And they live what they preach. Praise God. And you know, that's important, so important. That we live what we say, what the Bible says, that we measure up to the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And we're gonna go ahead and turn in these prayer requests. I know Sister Betty, she has some too. I'm gonna go ahead and give these off real quick, and then I'm gonna turn it over to her, and she'll do her prayer, send out the prayer requests. We just want you guys to, you know, the Bible talks about unity and how. If we all pray together and pray over our each and every need, God will do, he'll move. Praise the Lord. He said, ask and ye shall receive. And then another verse, he says, you have not because you ask not. Amen. So we're going to ask the Lord to move and heal and save people that need saving. So Bridget Gooding said, please pray. Please, yes, please. She said, say a prayer for my son. He has surgery in the morning. Sister Rita Brown said, pray for her brother. Verna Koger said, yes, meaning she needs prayer. Amy Heiser said, pray for her mom. Patty Hansen, she says, Sister Patty said, me please, healing in my body. Sister Shirley Matheny says, her brother needs a miracle. Brother Mark Spencer, pray for our revival, he says. Sister Tina Summers said unspoken. Sister Sherry Warnock said unspoken. Robert Bledsoe, family lost, very special unspoken request, his health, his wife's health to get better. He has to see a diabetic doctor soon. He needs healing. Sister Crystal Bryant said pray for her son, healing in her body. Sister Tanya Green wants her prayer for her son and her aunt. Kathy Fraser says pray for her. Brother Jake Kirk said pray for him. He's fighting depression. How many know depression is real? Depression is of the devil. He will try to oppress you, depress you. Just pray. Praise God. Turn it over to the Lord, and he will sure work it out. Sister Kathy Marlowe says pray for her family. Sister Kathy Mackey says prayer for her physical body and for her father. Sister Goldie Green said unspoken. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we're going to have Sister Betty. She's going to come in, and as soon as I get this turned off, my goodness. Okay. We're going to have Sister Betty. She's going to turn in her prayer request, and then we're going to pray over these. My brother Kim, he needs healing. He's got congestive heart failure, and his lungs are filling up, and it's filling up around his heart. So remember him. He needs salvation. John Knox had a possible stroke, so remember him. Randy Richardson's in the hospital. I guess he's still in ICU with pneumonia, among other things. And Hugh Robinson had cancer. Ralph Robertson, he's got back and neck trouble. Dan, my brother, had a stroke, and they moved him to another place today, so remember him. Hugh Robinson, my brother-in-law Harold, he needs healing. He's got cancer, and he had some of it removed today, so remember him.
Amen.
Praise God. And so we want to take these to prayer, and we know God's going to move on these. And let's just pray. Praise God.
Ministers of God and people of God here, and we're speaking on the wisdom of God. And I thank the Lord that when He saved us, He gave us some wisdom. He gave us enough wisdom that we would depart from sin.
Amen.
And we would keep ourselves in line with Him. Praise God. He said in His Word, He said, "I am the way and the truth and life, and no man can come to the Father but by me." So Jesus has made unto us wisdom. Praise God. He is our wisdom tonight. If we don't have Jesus, we might have some wisdom, but it's a wisdom of this world. It's worldly wisdom.
Amen.
And the wisdom of this world will never stand, praise God, the test of time, because to make it out of this world alive, you're going to have Jesus Christ in your life. And when you get Him, you get the Spirit of God in you, and the Spirit of God in you is wisdom. Praise God. It is wisdom working on the inside.
Yes.
That's one of the great virtues of the Almighty God, is the wisdom that He has and imparts to you and I. When we call upon the name of Jesus and we receive with meekness, the Bible said, we receive the Word of God. And the Word of God is quick and powerful tonight. And I tell you, when we need something from God, we need that wisdom working in our life. Praise God. We need grace and we need mercy. and all the things that go with it, praise the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if we have that wisdom, and I know when you hear the gospel preached and you know that you are living in sin and you need your life straightened out, you cannot, I don't care how smart you might be and think you have all the wisdom that you need, but you don't have enough wisdom to overcome the devil. I can tell you that much tonight. I can tell you that you cannot make your path straight unless you get Jesus on the inside, and he will work with you, and you've got to get him in the depths of your soul, down in your spirit, praise God. And he is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and he lights up our path. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway, praise God. And I think tonight, you know, there's been a lot said about the wisdom, how you know, Jesus built his house. He's building his house on the rock. He is the rock. And he's building his church. And he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, I will build my church. And when Jesus said, I will do something, it's the same as done.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. He told the disciples one day, he said, go to the other side. And they said, began to set out to take that journey to the other side of that lake, and the wind began to blow, and the storm began to rise, and the waves began to beat into that ship, praise God. And one looked out and said, I see something walking on the water. And, you know, it was Jesus walking on the water, praise God. It came to them in their time of need, praise the Lord. I tell you, you could have all the wisdom of this world, and you could never be able to do the things that Jesus done. When he came aboard on that ship, the Bible said, I believe that's the time where the scripture said immediately they were to the other side, praise
Amen.
God. And Peter, he stepped out of the boat that night, and Jesus said, come. Peter said, if that be you, Lord, bid me to come. And he said, come. And Peter stepped over the side of that ship. And I tell you, anybody in their right mind, you know, in the natural mind, would never have stepped out into that water, praise God. But Peter did, because he wasn't working on natural wisdom. He was working on the supernatural wisdom of God. Praise God. And I tell you, he stepped out by faith, and it'll take you places. Faith will take you places you can never go, because God will be there for you. Praise God. And Peter was moving, operating on what Jesus said. And Jesus said, come. And Peter came, praise God. And when he got in trouble, and he looked to the side, and he looked at the water, and he began to, the Bible said that he began to sink because he saw the waves, and he took his eyes off of Jesus. But if we can keep our eyes on Jesus, you know, the Bible said the wise man built his house upon the rock, and you know, Jesus is that rock. He's the rock of ages. Praise
Amen.
God. Oh, he's a rock in a weary land. He's what the Bible called a shelter in the time
Amen.
Of the storm. Praise God.
Amen.
He was definitely that night a shelter to the disciples that night when they was in the midst of that sea. Praise God. And it looked like all hope was gone. One day, or one night, he was in the bottom of the boat, and the boat was about to sink, and he had his head laying on a, he was asleep on a pillow, I believe the Bible
Amen.
Said, and the storm was raging, praise God, and they woke him up, they awake the master, praise God, and when you're in the storms of your life, it's time. Really, it's time to get a hold of him before the storms ever come. I'll tell you, a lot of times we look out and we see the dark clouds are coming, and there's no rain and there's no storm yet, but we see it coming. And Jesus
Amen.
Said it's going to come.
Yeah.
The storms is coming to every man, woman, boy and girl. Praise God, born into this world. Job said a man is a few days and full of trouble. Praise
Amen.
God. And there's trouble on every hand. There's storm clouds gathering, and they're coming, and darkness is upon the land. But I tell you, there is a light. Praise God. And Jesus is that light. And I tell you, they woke the master that night in the boat. They got him up, and they said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And he said, "Where is your faith?" Praise
Amen.
God. You know, a wise man is going to operate in faith. Praise God. He's going to take a wise man is going to take the whole armor of God, and he is going to begin to put that armor on, because the Bible said that the devil is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And he said to resist him steadfast in the faith. Praise God. And draw nigh to God and resist the devil. Praise the Lord. And he will flee. Praise God. We've got to get ourselves about the master's business. If we want to see the miracles and things that God has promised to you and I, wisdom has builded her house. Praise God. Wisdom has hewn out her seven pillars. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, if we do the things that God told us to do, he said, "I'll make you a pillar in the temple of our God." He said, "I'll make you a pillar." That's somebody that's strong. That's somebody that gives support to the building. I was thinking, you know, Samson one day, he got out of the wisdom of God. He got to doing things that the Bible told him not to do. And he was a Nazarite from his mother's womb. And he got out there doing things. The Bible says that an angel came to his mother before he was born and said, I told her how that the child would be born and not Amen. To let a razor come upon his head all the days of his life, for he would be a Nazarite from his mother's womb, from his birth unto the Amen. Day of his death. He was to be a Nazarite. He had that Nazarite vow. He was not to drink any strong drink. He was not Amen. To defile himself with certain things that the Bible said that would defile a person. Praise
Amen.
God. And that had that type of a vow. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord told him, said, be careful. Make sure that you don't cross over the line and you don't do things that you're not supposed to do. But you know, Samson crossed that line. And one day he got himself in trouble. And one day they took him captive. Praise God. And they put out his eyes, and he fell into that kind of condition.
Yes.
After he'd have been a strong man for God, after he had been called a judge of Israel, and he was born to be a judge, praise God. And he was born to be a deliverer, to deliver them from the Philistines, praise God. And I tell you what he done, he crossed over the line. He left the wisdom of God. He started operating in his own wisdom.
Amen.
And he started walking after the flesh. And he started doing things that he shouldn't do. And there's pastors out there, preachers, evangelists. There's Sunday school teachers. And just the people in the pews many times have crossed over the line and began to walk in their own wisdom, and they haven't kept themselves walking in the wisdom of God. We look into the Bible, we look into Proverbs, and we begin to see how the Proverbs teaches us that we are to stay in the Word of God. We are to stay under the teachings of our father and our mother. Praise God. And he's talking about godly fathers and mothers. People who have lived a life and walked the line, praise God, and kept themselves in that straight and narrow path that leadeth to life. And but he got out of that, he did, praise God. And he began to run with the harlots, and he began to drink and do the things he shouldn't do. Praise God. And And one day the Philistines, he went down there to Delilah's house, and she began to press upon him and to get him to tell her where his great strength lieth. And he began to tell lies. He began to say, oh, well, if you do this one thing, my strength will depart from me, and I'll be just like an ordinary man. But you know what? He was lying to her until one day she began to cry and to weep and to torment him. And just like the devil comes to tempt, he won't just quit when he comes with that first temptation. He'll do it over and over again, just like he came to Jesus in the wilderness and tempted him. And the Bible said that he left him for a season. And so, you know, the devil will come back. You know, the Bible said the unclean spirit, when it is out of been cast out of a man, he goeth out and findeth seven more and said, I'm going back to my house once I came. And he comes back and finds it swept up and garnished and empty. But I tell you what, it's all right to be swept and garnished, but I tell you, don't leave it empty. Don't leave your house empty, because I'll tell you, when your house is empty, the devil's coming back, and he's going to make up, he's going to set up housekeeping in your house. He's going to come in, and he's going to bring in more than just himself, praise God. He's going to bring seven more. And the last state of that man, the Bible said, was worse than the first, because he didn't follow the wisdom of God. He followed his own wisdom. And the wisdom of man will never stand, praise God. But we need the wisdom of God working on the inside. And I believe tonight that that's the Holy Ghost power working in us. The Bible said that he'll convict us of sin when we cross over the line or get ready to. And when we're tempted, he said he'd not tempt us above what we're able, but he'd make a way, praise God, that we'd not be tempted beyond measure, praise God, but he'd make a way of escape. There'll be a doorway somewhere you can run to, praise God, to get away. Joseph, he fled from that woman that tried that seducing spirit that woman had and trying to take him captive. But Joseph fled from that woman. I tell you, we need to run from sin, praise God. As long as you're running from sin, praise the Lord, that's the wisdom of God working on the inside of you, praise God. But when you begin to play around with sin, you are headed for trouble. Thinking about how many ministers, great men of God, have fallen to the tricks of the devil. But one day, Samson, they brought him out there to make sport, and they put out his eyes, and they brought him out there in the house of, I believe it was Dagon there. And the little boy was leading him, and he said, just show me where the pillars are that this great house is sitting on. And he leaned up on that pillar and put his hands on both of those pillars that held up that great stadium, that building, whatever it was. And he was going to make a sacrifice out of Samson, praise God. But, it didn't work out too good for him, because in his death he destroyed more than he did in his life, praise God. He bowed himself. He pushed on them pillars and said, Lord, remember me this one more time. Oh, praise God. I'm thinking tonight there's people listening in, probably backsliders out there somewhere, away from God, listening to this broadcast tonight, realizing that you left the wisdom of God, realizing that you got off of that narrow, straight way that leadeth to life, and you walked away from the blessings of God, and you left that vow, that Nazarene vow. Praise God, Jesus is that Nazarene, and we're under his leadership, praise God. He is the King of glory. He's the King. Praise God. He said, when you pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Praise God. We're in that great kingdom of God tonight. If we're born again, washed in the blood, if we're walking in his ways, we're in that great kingdom of God. And there's some out there tonight. Now I believe you're listening in and you've left the old path, praise God, and you've found you a new way. But I tell you, we need to get back to that old path we're in. Is righteousness, praise God. And that pathway is the one that Jesus is leading us into tonight. Praise God. I think we just got a few more minutes. Five more minutes. Joanna's telling me here. I don't know if she won't say anything tonight. But what I want to say tonight is you need to come back to God. You need to make your path straight, praise God. You need to just tell the Lord. He knows you failed anyway. You know, in the garden, Adam crossed over the line. You know, Adam left. He left that straight pathway, praise God. He was in the wisdom of God, and he walked with God and talked with him. The scripture tells us in the cool of the day. But one day he crossed over. One day he took hold on the things that God said don't touch and don't eat. He got a hold of that forbidden fruit, and he began to eat. And I tell you, sin tonight is a forbidden fruit. Any type of sin that you're dabbling in tonight, I don't know what you might be in, but I tell you, the Lord knows, and you know, because the Holy Ghost, if you're a backslider, you know you're doing wrong if you're living in sin. And I'll tell you, there is grace to be found at the foot of the cross. Thinking about David, you know, David could have been stoned. He could have been killed. He had taken Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, I believe was her name. And he had taken his wife and put him on the first wave of the battle there, put him in the forefront of the battle and had him, basically had him killed, put him there where he pretty much knew that he would be killed. And he was killed. And then David thought, well, I'll just take his wife and everything will be okay. But everything wasn't okay, and it could have cost David his life. But it didn't cost him. God had mercy. God had grace. And God is a God that will give you grace if you've sinned against him. You can find a place of repentance as long as you haven't gone too far. If the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is still knocking on your heart's door, if he's still convicting you and you still can have that great salvation that was bought at Calvary 2,000 years ago. You can find a place of repentance. You can come and kneel at the foot of the cross and call on Jesus. It's not too late for you to do that. Praise God. I'm going to give it back here to Brother Earwood, say whatever he wants to say tonight to end this up.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate the word. Appreciate the opportunity to come back one more time. Now we'll be coming on tomorrow night from 6 until 8. We're reaching the world for Christ. And our subject tomorrow night is coming out of 1 John 4, chapter and verse 8. God is love. And you know, I thank God tonight that I know that I know that God is love. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, tonight we've got that choice, and we got to make it. Don't put it off too late. So thank God for another opportunity to be here in their homes with them tonight. So we'll just turn it back to Sister Green, and I guess it's about time for us to go off. So God bless you. We love you.
Brother Yearwood, do you care to give your phone number out again to the broadcast?
That'd be calling in number is 310-742-1759. And that's at 6 o'clock. So call in and be a part of it there with us. God bless you. We love you.
Praise God. We'll share that out on Facebook too. And
That's at 6 o'clock tomorrow night Eastern Time till 8 o'clock with Reaching the World for Christ with Brother and Sister Yearwood, Brother Timothy Dockery right here in Ohio. So it's a great honor to have them right here with us. And I tell you, Sister Betty can sure cook up a meal. She's been she's on vacation, but she's been cooking. So we just appreciate her. And wasn't able to get off work, but I tell you, we're having a good time anyhow. Been in services, and this is, I believe it's our fourth service, and we're going to be in service again tomorrow night with them on the radio broadcast, and Wednesday night, and then somewhere on Thursday. I work till 7, but I may meet them somewhere if it's close enough, praise the Lord. And God's just good, and, you know, we'll just go ahead and got 30 seconds to go, but we just appreciate all y'all desire your prayers. And we'll keep praying for you over these prayer requests. Until tomorrow night, we'll see you. This is the Macedonian Call around the globe. We will see you next Monday with the Macedonian Call, but tomorrow night with Reaching the World for Christ with Brother and Sister here. Lord, good night, everybody.
Good night. God bless you.